Good Monday. Today is September the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, I had a chance last week to catch up with a number of folks from commodity organizations at Farm Science Review, find out what's going on in their world and the big challenges ahead. I visited with Scott Hare. He is with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. We talked about early harvest and also challenges with trade in the international markets. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined today by Scott Hare and also Wendy Osborne. Scott, a farmer in Clark Champaign in Madison County. He's a board member with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Also Wendy Osborne with the Ohio Corn and Wheat. Scott, let's talk real quick. Harvest has started on your farm already. After a challenging year, you said you are seeing some numbers come in the bin. There is some crop out there to get.
There is some crop, yeah. We're probably as expected on corn, which is below average, maybe 10%. Soybeans were more disappointing, probably 20%, 20 to 30% off of what we'd expect in an average year. The rainfall, when we go back and look at our rainfall totals from about the 5th or 6th of August on, we've only had 3 1/10 rain events. So it's no surprise that our soybean crop is very diminished.
Absolutely. Well, rain makes grain, and when you don't have much rain, that's going to make it a challenge. But nationwide and over time, we've done a really good job producing grain. Year in, year out, we've had, all in all, increasing yields, more bushels in the pipeline, more carryover. But we got to find a home for that. There's only so much we can use domestically. Talk a little bit about trade. Where are we at with trade in this country right now when it comes to corn?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the headwind for trade in the last few years has been prices. We've had, you know, some issues the last couple of years in the United States out west. Ohio's been fortunate. This is our year to take it on the chin. But prices have been a big headwind, as well as some weather events, Mississippi River, you know, Panama Canal. Trade policy has always been an issue for the last several years. We need more work with trade policy. But the one bright spot about where we're at today is low prices tend to cure low prices. So if we can get some business back, then maybe these prices will recover some based on picking up the exports.
Wendy, who are a couple of our larger corn trading partners?
Yeah, so Mexico has been consistently one of our largest buyers, and we've been seeing records from exports going to Mexico. So the trade agreement that we have with Canada also is a big buyer of corn ethanol as well. And so we know that those trade agreements work with Canada and Mexico. We just really need to focus on more trade agreements with other countries. So China, you know, has been a big buyer of corn, but not as much in the last several years. And so, again, we just need to focus on exports all around the world.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, as a farmer, obviously we've got ethanol production. We're looking towards sustainable aviation fuel. We've got livestock, one of our number one consumers of our product. But what message would you have for legislators when it comes to the importance of needing trade, especially in this farm economy we're in right now?
Well, for the legislators, we really need to come up with good trade policy, which is important, but we also need to recognize the advantage that ethanol brings to the table and even the United States. I mean, we could really up our game and use a lot more of our product, have cleaner environment, and solve more issues if we could get the politics right in favor of a homegrown fuel that is a cleaner alternative.
Makes a lot of sense. Again, my guest today, Scott Hare. He is a farmer in Clark, Champaign, and Madison County, a board member with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, and also Wendy Osborne. Guys, thanks so much for coming down today.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, the Deputy Agriculture Secretary offered details involving the recent G20 Agricultural Ministers meeting in Brazil. USDA's Rod Bain has this update.
A recent gathering of leaders within the group of 20 nations in Brazil, with agriculture and food systems as the focus.
The theme of this year's meeting is building a just world and a sustainable planet. And it's focused on various pillars, which include improving the sustainability and resilience of agriculture and food systems, and particularly through agricultural productivity growth and innovation.
That's Agriculture Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small. She led the U.S. delegation at the G20 Agricultural Ministers meeting, and while at the ministerial, provided an update to reporters.
It's been a successful meeting, and the G20 declaration was reached for the first time in 2 years, reaffirming those priorities.
Among the gains in priorities, as agreed upon by ministers,
another goal was enhancing international trade, which is fundamental to expand markets at home, as well as to global food security, making food systems more inclusive by expanding opportunities for small-scale farmers, women, youth, indigenous people, and other underrepresented groups.
Deputy Secretary Torres-Small says during the course of the meetings, she had opportunity to
share more with my counterparts about how USDA is fostering more resilient local and regional food production, ensuring access to safe, healthy, and nutritious food, fostering innovation to develop more sustainable climate-smart production practices, and promoting trade policy that enable the adoption of such practices.
Another newsworthy note from the G20 Ag Ministers meeting, U.S. efforts to discuss future partnership in development of a sustainable aviation fuel industry with Brazil.
It's one of my priorities coming in is ensuring that Brazil gets the message that we want to work together on sustainable aviation fuel, but we have to be at a level playing field.
The deputy secretary elaborated.
Right now, the United States has a 2% tariff for ethanol coming in from Brazil, but they have leveled an unfair and unjust 18% tariff on our ethanol. We're not asking Brazil to buy a billion gallons of U.S. ethanol. We just want them to treat our product the same manner that we treat theirs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.